person-to-person discussion with Mr. Saul Simons, Sunday, April 27th, in New York. Mr. Simons and I had lunch together in a small restaurant near the New Yorker Hotel. Mr. Simons gave me a rather lengthy discussion on the economics of the various fruits as applies to the present time and also this coming summer. Also, he went into considerable economic discussion of the current recession in the United States and how it might affect our crops. Actually, Mr. Simons seemed to be quite an intelligent economist, and his economic theories were much similar to those that we have. It appears that Mr. Simons is quite well acquainted with most all members of the trade, particularly on the East Coast. Being fairly well-to-do, he occasionally loans some of his friends money when they're a little bit short to pick up the dilating on these cars that come in, collect. That way, he gives considerable service to some of his customers, particularly in the New York area. Mr. Simons pointed out, his feeling was, there should be a usual 3 to 4 cent differential between cultivated blackberries and strawberries at all times. If this differential did not exist, people would turn to strawberries in the stores and leave the blackberries untouched. In other words, blackberries are not a good buy for a preserver or a housewife, for that fact, for that matter, if they're not cheaper, at least 2 or 3 or 4 cents, than strawberries. Mr. Simons felt that red raspberries, which should normally be about 2 cents higher than strawberries, with the black raspberries about a cent higher than that. This seemed to agree generally with our own theory on the relative position of these four fruits. Mr. Simons pointed out that if red raspberries were somewhat reasonable this coming year, there would be excellent movement of the fruit. Mr. Simons at that time said that he would like to be an agent for us in the New York area, particularly he would like to have some loganberries for Monarch Wine. I pointed out to Mr. Simons that we were already represented in the New York area to some extent, and that on my return to Portland, I would talk with some of the people out there who knew of his dealings and would then advise him by letter what our plans were in that regard. Before leaving Mr. Simons, I pointed out that I did not want him to talk with Mr. Golden of Monarch Wine without our consulting with him first. And